10. We're moving on to the next issue, which I think is quite a cool one, because everybody has had someone. I mean, in my case, my gogo was my granny, okay, who was always at home looking after us. But a lot of people in this country, currently, okay, and in the past, even the dark days of apartheid, there were blonde girls and boys walking around speaking fluent isiXhosa. Why? Because they were raised by the gogo in the family. And that is the story that Jana wants to get from you. So Jana, thank you once again for joining us in 702 in Cape Talk.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us what you're doing. Psychology masters. What the heck is that? I mean, like, what you know?
I think the official thing that I'm doing is far more complicated than what the research is all about, which is really just the story of my heart and my life, actually. Because I was raised by my domestic worker, partly. When my mother wasn't there, she was there.
Right.
And she was my mother for all intents and purposes. I still constantly remember her. I refer to her in my mind and in my heart with everything. I think of her still on a daily basis as if she's still around, and I miss her, and that's why I'm doing this.
It's actually funny. I mean, someone quite close to me was talking about her, the lady, her gogo, who raised her, and I mean, how they still have contact with her, and how they, you know, the bond that was formed. And I can see it when you speak about it. I can see it in your face. I mean, there's just a lot of love going on there. So, you know, Jana's going to tell us her story, but I want your stories as well. Were you raised by the domestic worker, by your domestic worker, by your gogo in the family? Tell us that story. Are your children raised by the gogo in your family, the domestic worker? Give us a call, 883-0702 Gauteng, Western Cape, 446-0567. You know, it's the type of people a lot of people take for granted. Yet they're the most important people in our families, really. While you're trying to make ends meet, you've got this little body, this little 7-year-old, this little 6-year-old, this little 4-month-old that is taken care of by someone who is a member of your family, someone you trust enough with your child's life. And I don't think anybody takes a decision to hand their child to another person very lightly. Me?
No.
I am very overprotective. I am terrible when it comes to that. But tonight, okay, my son's fast asleep at the moment, but he's got someone at home, his au pair, that watches him while he sleeps. Of course, he goes to bed when dad comes to work, but there's someone I trust to be with him. And it's not an easy thing to do.
Mm-mm.
I have threatened, though, if anything does happen to him, it's a very, very high balcony. So, you know, I mean, but seriously, let's tell those stories on 883-0702-10 Western Cape, 446-0567. Yeah, no, just tell us your story. Go into that story into a little bit more detail, because I can actually see it means a lot to you, and I'm actually quite keen to find out more.
When I was 3 weeks old, Sophie was employed by my mum and dad to kind of help to take care of me, as they were starting off their own business, and I think they were under a lot of pressure financially, and they needed someone who could take care of a screaming, crying, pooping 3-month-old. You know,
you do look like you could have been a bit of a prima donna, weren't you? A little prima donna when she was small.
And she worked with us until I was 16 when she retired. And she died very, very unexpectedly when I was 22. And I had done different things in my life, and I had started a career, and she was out in the trans sky, and I didn't phone her as often as I should, and the cell reception was bad, and she'd come to visit, and now she, you know, didn't stay in the servants' quarters anymore, but now she stayed in the guest room, and, you know, our relationship changed because she wasn't in my house anymore, and I became bigger and older and more independent, and I didn't need her as much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, I think I started realizing this before, but I mean, I realized with a very unkind jolt how much she meant to me when she did die, because I was devastated, and devastated for a very, very long time. And I think the work that I'm doing now is a way of kind of, on some level, trying to make amends, you know, make amends for being a naughty girl, for not phoning, for not saying, I really, really loved you. I really, really appreciated you. And to say thank you for every single thing that you did for me. And I think that's what this is all about. And I think, you know, because we as children raised by domestic workers don't really exist. You know, we've never, we're not spoken of. We don't have a place. I mean, my mother raised me, yes, but my domestic worker also raised me, and I don't think that ever has been said, you know, enough at least.
And parents are generally busy. I mean, they're around you, and, you know, they're busy doing their work, and obviously they're trying to make ends meet for everybody. Mm. But the person who spends the quality time with you, really, is the domestic worker who sits and... When you got, I've never had really. I mean, really, born bald, but you know, when the ones who plait your hair, the ones who comb it, when you fall and you're running, and they're the ones who put the Dettol on and they put the plaster on
and they bath you and they feed you and they know what your favourite food is.
Exactly.
And they
when mom says,
and you cry and.
You know, when mom comes and says, what is Jana's favourite dish? No, I'm kidding. I'm sure your mother knew, but I'm just saying. I'm just using that in general. Don't laugh. Go to Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, evening, Kina. How are you doing?
I'm well. By the way, Kevin, before you go on, anybody who would like to share the story about their gogo? Okay, I don't like using the word domestic worker, quite frankly. I mean, it's just, but let's use it for the sake of the show.
What is the word domestic
worker? I don't know. I'm not very politically correct. I just call it the go-go because that's for me, it's very affectionate. Anyway, but Kev,
I was raised by basically two go-go's. My mother ran a small business from home, baking biscuits and cakes for a little shop down the road. And we had one go-go whose sole job was to clean the house after three kids. And the second gogo was to help with the baking and look after the children. And when I was approximately five, the one maid or domestic worker, she left us. I don't remember how or why. And we got a second one in who is still with us today. I mean, I speak almost fluent Zulu. I remember times, you know, as a child of growing up with them and them giving me hidings and going to my parents and saying, oh, Kevin did this and Kevin did that, and the boys were fighting and they were a part of the life. And, you know, when one of them did one day decide to up and leave, it was a bit of a sore moment.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. And you never, I also don't think you realize what type of bond you had until the person leaves.
No, well, they were part of the family. I mean, on weekends we would pack up three kids, dogs on the back shelf, and we'd all go up the north coast, our beach house, every single weekend, and the two gogos would take it in rotation as to who would come along for the weekend. And when we were up there, the caretaker, the male caretaker, he would take us, and we'd go and pick sugar cane and walks on the beach, and, you know, basically anything just to get us out the house so that mum and dad could relax on the weekend.
Oh, man.
And, I mean, yeah, still to this day, you know, 15 years later since he left us, I still remember him. I know where he works. I know what he's up to.
Are you in contact with him?
Unfortunately not through our current caretaker, because they all know each other. Sort of hear news of what he's up to and what he's been doing, but no verbal contact by any means.
Okay.
Well, unfortunately.
Would you like to make verbal contact?
Have
you ever thought of it?
There's a couple of things I'd like to, you know, settle the score about. But no hard feelings at all.
You must have been a little Osama bin Laden when you were small, weren't you?
I think both my younger brother and myself both were.
George and Osama in one family. Anyway, Kevin, thanks a lot. Jenny in the Vol, hi.
Hi. Hi, how's
it? Hello, we're well, Jenny. How are you?
I just wanted to say that a lot has been said about gogos, but growing up in Zimbabwe, we had a lot of male caretakers, which we politically incorrectly called houseboys, but they taught us so much. We had such strong influences from them, and there's so many good memories growing up with these wonderful people that were so patient and caring and kind, and I think that's influenced my life a lot. And maybe I didn't say thank you enough, and I'd like to say thank you now.
Thank you very much. That's Gideon de Vol. What about the days of apartheid? Mm. I mean, we always talk about the dark days of apartheid. Of course, it's very dark. And we're not talking about a sort of Candace McKechnie type dark in terms of the clouds that hang over you while watching, you know, certain channels. I'm talking about obviously really bad times. But within those times, people had these kids that were protected supposedly from the Gevaar out there actually had the best relationships with the very people who other people were scared of, mm. or the families were scared of, and the Gogos in their family. So let's talk about domestic workers in your household and the relationship your kids currently have with them, the relationship you had with them when you were younger. We'll take those calls on 883-0702 Gauteng, the Western Cape, 446-0567. We're chatting to Yana van der Merwe, who is a psychology master's student at the University of Pretoria, and she is... Well, she's doing something for her course, but it's not just, you know, let me suck my thumb and just think of something that'll work nicely for the course. It's something that is so true to her heart. It's something that takes her back to the days when she was raised by her gogo, by her domestic worker. And this is almost a way of reaching out, isn't it? And saying, yeah. You know what, I'm sorry, I did not say I love you enough. I did not show you how much I care, and thank you for giving me what I currently have. Mm. So that's what she's doing. But she wants to hear your stories as well, and your stories will also be used in the work that she does. And she'll tell us more about that next.
The Midday Report, weekdays at noon.
At the end of the day, we decide that it will serve the agriculture community if Dr. Pieter Mulder take up the position as Deputy Minister of Agriculture. And we think the agriculture community will benefit out of it.
Aubrey USA is chairperson of the Freedom Front Plus, one of the party's seven executive members.
Chris Gibbons, The Midday Report, only on Talk Radio 702, your number one news and talk station.
Monday, I could be a security guard. Tuesday, I'll be a chef. Or Wednesday, I'll be a construction worker.
Honey, what are you doing?
I'm just busy looking through this catalogue you got from Gross & Co. I see they got a uniform for every occupation.
Okay, so why don't you get off the couch and find a job first before you decide what uniform you're going to wear?
Oh, come on, babes.
Okay, come on, baby. Gross & Co. Providing you with industrial protective and corporate workwear for just about any industry you're in. Visit gross.co.za for more info or call 0800 047 677.
By becoming a Vox Telepreneur, you'll earn a percentage of every call from every customer you connect. The idea is to keep adding people to your network until you double your income every day. Amazing, isn't it? Discover the power of being a Vox Telepreneur and secure your share of the multi-billion rand telecoms market. Be quick. Go to vox.co.za.
There's an insurance sale now on! Find my wife for cheap car insurance on RH60, 64, 64, 64!
MyWay is an authorized financial services provider, underwritten by Centrigue Insurance Company Limited.
Dealing with the soaring cost of electricity is a reality, but it doesn't have to be a headache. With Airco's range of efficient heat pump water heating systems, you can save up to 75% in electricity when compared to using a geyser and not experience the limitations of solar heating. So take control of rising energy costs. Visit airco.co.za for residential, commercial or industrial water heating applications. With Airco, you're in control 365 days a year. And remember, we're green.
You're listening to Kino Cummies with Talk at 9 on Talk Radio 702. Your number one news and talk station. Email us now on kino@702.co.za.
So your story about your domestic worker. And a domestic worker is not someone you can treat like SH1T. It's a person who plays a very important role in your family. Although many of us try and treat them like SH1Ts, I think you realize how much they actually mean. Sit back, watch what they do, look at how they interact with your kids. Where I live in Craig Hall, all I have to do is step out my house at, I do bugger all during the day. I mean, I go for walks, I go to gym and stuff. So I walk around the neighborhood sometimes, and you see the domestic workers with his little kids in the prams and at the park, and very important role. Let's go to Jenny. No, I think we had Jenny. We got a Dean who's in Harare in Zimbabwe.
Yuck, you know, how you doing, man?
Very good. I got one thing to say to you. This is my Zimbabwe. I'm joking. Hello, Dean.
Good on you. we still to this day, we have our gardener. His name is James. I mean, he is truly a godsend. Now, he's been with us since 1981 when I was just a little boy of 4 years old. And, geez, the things him and I got up to when I was small, you know, the reason why he, I think, had the patience of Job, as it were, is because I am actually blind. And So can you imagine, you know, the blind kids, they are a bit more mischievous and a bit more naughty than the sighted kids, because obviously they want to know more. And I was impossible. And this man, you know, just looked after me so, so wonderfully well. No matter what I wanted to do, from making fires to just being a holy terror, he was there and he was with me all the way. And we still have him today, and it's just something really special, you know. It's and you must forgive me, I'm diverting slightly from the topic, but it actually turns out that today I do a bit of cricket commentating as well, and he walks around with such pride, saying that this is my, you know, I grew up with it. Well, I didn't grow up with him, but he grew up and used to, you know, I used to play with him, and now this is who he is today. And needless to say, the poor guy never gets believed when he goes into shops and things like that, but. Yeah, I mean, they really are amazing, amazing people, and I just think that even though we do love them, we don't really give them the gratitude that we should from time to time, you know. So that's just what I wanted to share with you.
Awesome.
That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
And I mean,
awesome.
The respect and the love and from both sides, it seems, is just so evident in what you have to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it remains with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, I'm just so privileged. And when I made my debut on TV, and he was one of the people that I really wanted to, you know, to watch me, and he did. And it is. It's very, very special.
You're going to make me cry now.
Dean, do me a favor. Just leave us your details, will you?
Yeah, absolutely. That's not a problem.
I believe in Zimbabwe, everybody's got like 3 cell phones, because it depends which network's working. So give us all 3.
It depends which network's working, and it's amazing. I'm on a cordless phone now, and the power's actually on.
Can you believe it? You've got power?
It's
like a party.
It's not fate.
But leave us your details. What a lovely story there, Dean.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'll definitely do that. Thank you.
Piece of his life that he's sharing with us. And that is just awesome. Dean Narara in Zimbabwe. For those who've just tuned in, what's all this hoo-doo-doo-doo stuff going on? You know what? I don't only do political skopskit and donor shows. We do shows with different types of texture, and it's so cool doing a show like this. All we're doing, okay? We've invited Janne van der Merwe, who is a psychology master's student at the University of Pretoria. We've invited her in because she's busy. Are you doing a thesis? What are you doing?
Yes, this is a mini dissertation.
A mini dissertation. Now, myself and Julius Malema wouldn't know what that means, but it's got something to do with university, and she's putting it together for the university.
That's
all
that's
I can tell you.
That's basically all I know what I'm doing.
Okay, no, is it okay? And she had a great relationship with her gogo, with her domestic worker, and this is her way of reaching out and saying thank you, because she never got the chance to do that. Fred is in Cape Town. Hello, Fred.
Gina.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me? I'm on the A1 between Palmer Island and between and Brooklyn.
You what?
The traffic is, it just seems to have died. It's worse than getting into town in the morning.
Are you serious? You're stuck in traffic?
Yeah, for the last 45 minutes.
Tell you what, dude. Is that why you're calling me? Oh, you want to know what happened? Okay.
Freddy, yeah, I thought Freddy, maybe you knew something.
Freddy, I'm in Joburg, for starters, but what we will do is speak to our news people to find out. Huh? Okay, we'll find out what's happening. If anybody knows what's happening on the N1 in Cape Town, massive traffic jam. If anybody knows, you know, give us a call. We won't necessarily take the call on air, but we will relate that, and we'll also ask our news to check that out. Might be a big accident. Hopefully it's not. Might be something as innocent as a pothole gone wrong. We go to Jane in Bloberg. Hello, Jane.
Hi, good evening, Kina. What a wonderful program.
Thanks, my dear.
I'm married. I would like to share a little bit of my gogo when I was young. We are still very much in contact. We were 6 kids, And what a great woman she was. She used to cook for my mom, bake bread. We used to sleep. She used to read us stories. And then what I would love to share, I have one son married who's in the medical field. And then my dad at that time had a little business, and she used to run it. And then she got married. She's got two beautiful daughters of her own. She named them after my sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, and then she did some auxiliary nurse training. She's at the hospital even today at this moment in time.
Yeah.
So one day she was waiting for her lift outside the hospital on these benches. And then there was a student sitting next to her. And as he was reading a book, she looked up, and then her eyes went on his name badge. And who was it? It was my son. And she said, my word. And then they chat and blah, blah, blah. But I know your mom. My word. And tears rolled down her cheeks. And then one day again, my other son was also a student at the same hospital, also in the medical field. And then she looked, and also on the name badge, and she got to the register and she said, and she told him, you know, his mom is my sister.
Wow.
Isn't that a beautiful story, eh?
Definitely.
And thanks. You know, we're still in contact. Even the other night, we were on the phone.
Yeah.
And whenever we have functions in the family, we regard her as our older sister.
No, definitely. And that's what domestic workers become. They become family. They are family, in essence.
Absolutely.
They spend
absolutely.
More time with you than they do with their own families, which is the other thing we don't realize.
Mm.
Sometimes domestic workers have kids that other people look after, so that they look after your children.
Absolutely.
People know it, but it doesn't sink in.
We're all being looked after by someone who's not our mother.
Yep.
And I think that's really the state of what so many of us have kind of come to be accustomed to, you know. And I think we're also interconnected. I think that the previous story kind of showed how interconnected we all are and how we become each other's family.
What are the memories you have, Jana, of your gogo, your domestic worker? What are the memories? Because I can see it. I can't. If I had to paint the picture, it'd be a lovely picture. Just because when she talks about her gogo and her domestic worker, you can see the love. But tell us. Just think back to when you were younger.
Mm.
Okay, so you're a little drama queen. We know that much. But she put up with you, and you were sweet, and you were wonderful, and all the rest of it. The whole spectrum. Share a couple of those memories with us.
I think I was writing something yesterday, just remembering as well. I think that's probably the biggest thing I've been doing in the last week, is just trying to remember everything. And I remember, she'd babysit us at night, you know, when mom and dad go out for supper with their friends, and we'd get Sophie would sit and babysit us. And I remember going into her room, because it would always be warm and cozy and kind of small and, you know, close. You know, that's the feeling that I always got, was that it was close and warm and cozy, and it smelt warm. And, you know, I'm trying to describe a very early memory. So, and we would eat with our hands. We would eat pap and sauce and smarocho. And
yeah.
that, you know, I ate with my hands. And I kind of miss that. And I miss being able to speak Xhosa, because I was also one of those kids who, you know, at three, I could speak more Xhosa than I could Afrikaans. And now I can't speak Xhosa or Afrikaans because I just speak English. But,
yeah.
You know, I think I miss that. I really do. And I, you know, my memories aren't always fond either. She was really good at disciplining me as well. So I got a lot of discipline from her. I remember in particular, I started smoking at quite a young age, and that was not a very good thing to do, because, you know, smoking is addictive and it's bad for you. But she was the one who caught me and who told my parents, and I have been angry with her ever since, because I got into so much trouble.
She loved you.
Yes,
she loved you very
she
much.
She loved me.
Very much.
You know.
And they're also, and you know, I want to do the other side of the coin, because as we have the domestic workers that we're looking after, a lot of people. They were the children of the domestic workers.
And I think that's a very big and important issue.
And Mandla in Alexandra, I think, raises a very, very, very important side of this discussion. Mandla, good evening.
Hi, you know.
Hey, together like super glue as always, man.
I know. listen, I'm going to just burst your bubble a little bit, you know, because what you generally saying is something that touches my heart, but it also touches my heart that, you know, I never had a relationship with my own mother because she was a domestic worker. Mm. She was never there at home.
Mm.
You know, I grew up until now, coincidentally, I was talking to somebody yesterday and saying to them, you know, I've never celebrated a birthday in my life, and because my mom was never there, you know, and I was just telling this person I'm gonna make a very, very big, huge 40th birthday, because I don't remember one day waking up. I will even forget my birthday. Remember maybe a month later or 3 days later or something will remind me of my birthday. But normally when it's passed. You know, because we never celebrated a birthday because my mother was always somewhere, and we always see her maybe once a month or twice a month. You know, maybe for a few hours sometimes. You know, and it usually it even now when I'm thinking about it, you know, it makes me it makes my heart sore. But at the end of the day, maybe somewhere somehow. It gave me an education in a way, because she was working, she was bringing money. She, you know, the only thing that I thank my mom for is just maybe she gave me an education through what she was doing. You know, but at the end of the, you know, it's nice when you talk like the way that you're talking. But on the other side, you know, it's also very sore that I don't have a relationship with my mother. I'm 38 years old now. You know. I don't remember sitting with my mother down. I mean, I started working also at probably maybe at 16, 17, doing these jobs here, there. But I never spent more than, I don't remember spending a week with my mother.
Oh man. And you know, but Mandla, you shouldn't even apologize for or saying that you're bursting a bubble when you're calling in and talking about this, because this discussion is not a one-sided discussion. This discussion is a two-sided discussion, because for every domestic worker, for every gogo that looked after children in a family, were part of that family, there was a family that they've left behind as well. And it's important. Yeah. It's important to get both sides of the story. You can't just, you know, you can paint a rosy picture and all smile, but it wasn't smiles all the way around. But it's important to raise that, and I wish more people will.
And I,
you know, and you know, even last year we had, even with me and my girlfriend, we had a discussion like that. The mother just retired now, because the woman that she worked for, she worked for the family for almost 40 to 30 years. She was saying, you know what, I used to cry. The mother used to dodge my girlfriend because she used to cry for her. You know, she would go to Petersburg and spend probably maybe a day, maybe for the weekend. On Sundays, she would just go as she's going to the shops and she would just disappear, you know, every weekend. You know, it made my heart so. She's retired now. She's in Petersburg, and now she's here. You know, they never stayed together, you know.
Yeah.
It's very funny, you know. It's, now she's retired. She's over 60. She's close to 70 years old, and my mom is also 72 years old. And we never spent time together. I don't remember spending a week with my mother.
It's an important. But I really want to thank you, Mandla, for calling in and sharing this with us.
Sure, thank you, man.
Thanks, my brother. Have a nice one. Hey, that's Mandla in Alexandra, the other side of the story. And we are talking about domestic workers raising children. If you are a child of a domestic worker, I want to hear your side of the story as well. We've got Jana van der Merwe, psychology master's student at the University of Pretoria. She's doing a thingy for university on it. Just call it a thingy, right? She wants to use your stories. She wants to use her story, and she's using both sides, and it's really cool that we're getting the other side coming in as well. It's 23 minutes to 11. We're taking your calls on 8830702 Gauteng, Western Cape, 446-0567. Henry, Jenny, Nicholas, Rosa will be with you next.
Jenny Chris Williams, Monday to Friday afternoons, 1 to 4. It can't be Uhuru as long as somebody else still goes to bed without the meal. For me, if you care to know, that's what would make me to be a staunch Catholic whilst being a staunch communist. I believe in prayer. When I have to meditate, I get onto my religious books so that then I renew my vows.
For more on our new premier, listen to the podcast.
Jenny Cruz Williams, only on Talk Radio 702, your number one news and talk station.
This is Jeff Osborne of the RMI. The RMI celebrates 100 years representing retail motor industry businesses in South Africa. Our 8,000 members are committed to service excellence by providing quality products and services at fair and reasonable prices. So should you need to buy a car, fix a dent, fit tyres, or service your car or buy spares, then locate and do business with an RMI member in your area. Look out for the RMI logo or call the RMI on 011-8866-300.
Bravo!
Floors Direct is celebrating. Come to any of our stores countrywide and celebrate with the leader in wood and laminate flooring. Our floors are quick to install, hard-wearing, hygienic, easy cleaning, and backed by our unique lifetime guarantee. Get German wooden flooring now from only $89.95 per square meter. Get to Strubens Valley, Randburg, North Riding, Boksburg, Joburg South, Greenstone, and Centurion. Go to floorsdirect.co.za. Floors Direct. Floors for life. Guaranteed.
Imagine whale watching with breathtaking mountains as a backdrop. The awe-inspiring blue ice of a massive glacial field. Spectacular wildlife. Alaska is a land of natural wonders. Stop imagining. Book your place on the 7-night Alaska Sawyer Glacier Cruise from only 7,500 Rand per person sharing and see it. Visit cruisecorner.co.za for this and other never-to-be-repeated cruise deals. Cruise Corner, your cruising specialist. Terms and conditions apply.
You look like an oak that's into some serious business, eh?
I am, Boot. I'm stealing the northern suburbs.
Isn't that, like, illegal?
Nah, man. I'm talking about steel, Boot. Round steel, angle steel, flat steel, roofing steel, tubing, that sort of thing, you check.
What about accessories?
Everything, Boot.
Ah. So how can I get hold of you, Oaks?
Check us out in Stratum Park or Ferndale. Anytime, China. 6 days a week. I mean, if you need steel, Fleet Steel's the deal.
Fleet Steel, eh?
Fleet Steel, Boot. Fleet Steel.
Your number one news and talk station. Talk Radio 702 on 92.7 and 106 FM. With Talk at 9 with Kino Cummies.
Talk at 9 it is, and our guest is Jana van der Merwe, who is a psychology master's student. She's doing a thesis type thingy for university, but it's actually quite serious. I mean, she is using it as part of her master's course, and she's looking for your stories, whether you are a child of a domestic worker, whether you were raised by a domestic worker. Those stories are welcome on the show tonight. Let's Henry in Rustenburg. I've got Rosa in Pretoria, Ernest in Tembisa. Hi, Henry.
Good evening, Kino. I'm speaking from Rustenburg. I've got a story with a slightly different twist.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother, and I'm talking about many years ago, she died in 1928, so I'm talking about many, many years ago.
Yeah.
My grandmother was a midwife. Oh. She had she used to go and she used to get the babies from no matter who it was, and she had a very difficult birth once with a black lady, and when this baby was born, it was a boy, and when the baby was born, the woman said, when this child is big enough, he is going to come and stay with you. And true enough, when he was 4 years old, he came along and he stayed with my family, my uncles. And we were a big family. My uncle stayed, and in those days, in the Buitenkamer, like the grown up or young boys did, and this little boy came. His name was Daniel, and he came along and actually stayed in the room with the teenage boys and grew up with the family, and. He had his room in the Buitenkamers with the boys, and they grew up, and of course they got big, and then they got married, and Daniel stayed, and eventually my mother had me. I was the first boy, actually, child, and Daniel took me over. I mean, when I was only about 2 years old, he would put me on his bicycle and we would go off into the veld. And this man was absolutely fantastic. Today I am really very field conscious. I know a lot about trees, animals, the lot, and everything that I know this man told me and taught me.
Wow.
He was a man that used to say, now don't go through life just like that. Look. His main word was look and you will see. And eventually when my uncles died, he inherited like anybody else. He stayed on and eventually all the my uncles and my aunt and my mother, and they all died, and he stayed with me until he was well in his 70s and had a stroke and died. So he was like a father to me, this man. And I was really absolutely heartbroken when Daniel died well in his 70s.
Oh, man.
Isn't that beautiful?
So it's a different twist, but the fact in my... Oh, yes, and I can just say, in those days, when the circus came, Daniel and I went to the circus. I mean, and we sat amongst the non-whites in those days, and in those days we could also go to the bioscope because we could sit upstairs in the gallery, and he used to take me to the bioscope, and then during the holidays, school holidays, that was, Daniel never did a stroke of work because every day we would be into the veld. And he would go this way, and we'd go fishing that way, and we'd do this
oh,
way.
Man.
It was absolutely amazing, amazing man, an amazing time that I had with this man.
Henry, thank you for that. What an awesome story. What an awesome story.
Sure.
We've got Ernest in Tembisa. Hi, Ernest.
Hey, how you doing, Kino?
You're well, Ernest.
Okay, man. You know, what I just want to tell you is, I think the most important thing you said with that lady when you first started, that it's very important when these people pass. I think it's something similar to the story of a lady who I still misses my brother when he passed away. So this one something that touches me at when you started talking, you and that lady. My father died, my brother died 2003. I never had a lot of time with him. It's just a lesson for sure to anybody that while the people are still alive, spend time and communicate with them. So when they die, you don't feel lonely again. You get what I mean?
Very true, Ernest.
It's
very
just
true.
The point that you said when you started with that lady that it touches me because I still feel like I wish I had more time with him. You see?
Yeah.
It's a part of it. Anyway, thanks for the show, Kino.
Ernest, thank you very much for the call, mate. Thank you very, very much. Call. Ernest in Tembisa. And that's such an important point to make. Hey? I mean, that's why you're doing this at the moment, because you wish you had the time to actually do it. You should took the time to do it. A lot of us live our lives and it's very busy.
And I should have taken the time when she was still alive, and I didn't.
But you're doing something awesome
and
at the moment.
Yes, and I think, and I'm really, and it's taken me a long time to do that, you know, and that's why I think this is probably the most important thing I've done with my life.
Well, congratulations on doing it, by the way. No, seriously, I mean that. It's absolutely congratulations on doing this. This must be something which is so fulfilling, and it's fulfilling in the sense that you're finally doing something that you've been yearning to do. I'm sure for a long time.
Yeah, but it's also a very humble enterprise. Yeah. You know, it's a very small kind of thing. You know, it's just me and my words and my writing and my experience and my life. And I think using radio has been just that, the platform to get other people thinking about how important these women are. And now that we've heard that they are men who fulfill the same role, you know.
Exactly.
It's so important.
Well, you're listening to Yana van der Merwe there, who is a psychology master's student, and part of her master's course is to really go back to her basics, where she was raised by her gogo, by her domestic worker, who was like a mother to her, who put her in a place, who outed her when she started smoking. A person that she wished she could have told more often that she loves. She wished she could tell her gogo that, hey, you know what, I love you and thank you for everything. And this is her way of putting out the hand, stretching out the hand and touching and saying, hey, you know what, I do love you. And she's getting you to do the same thing, which I think is really cool. It's one of the coolest shows I think I've done in a long time. So your call is 883-0702 Gauteng, the Western Cape, 446-0567. It's Talk at 9 with Kina, Talk Radio 702-567 Cape Talk.
Thanks to Crimeline, there's a sound criminals fear more than the sound of sirens. Your tip-offs work. Every SMS you send could put a criminal behind bars. If you have information on any criminal activities, SMS your detailed anonymous tip-off to 32211 or visit crimeline.co.za. This is a Prime Media initiative supported by Talk Radio 702 and endorsed by the SAPS. SMSs are charged at 1 rand.
Purchase a new Mercedes-Benz at yesterday's prices. This is because Mercedes-Benz Constantia Kloof, Bryanston, Northcliffe, Rosebank and Sandton purchase stock valued at over 120 million rand to ensure you are protected from the hike, while stocks last, that is. Get to Mercedes-Benz Constantia Kloof, Bryanston, Northcliffe, Rosebank or Sandton today. Offer valid on selected models. Terms and conditions apply.
Great news for linen shoppers. Continental Linen now has a pre-stock take clearance on a selection of duvet inners and a variety of pillows. You'll find excellent bargains with Fabric Library's quality sheets and pillowcases, all for 50% off. Come to Continental Linen for these and other great savings while stocks last. Visit our factory outlets on the corner of Marlborough Drive and 7th Avenue, Sandton, and now also at Eco Deco Park, Centurion. Continental Linen. Prices to get excited about.
Are you involved in warehousing or logistics? Been hamstrung by manual systems, traditional material handling and storage methods? Well, start eliminating those errors with APC Automation, the crafters of automated warehouses with over 40 years of expertise. With the recent acquisition of an automation engineering innovator, APC Automation is the biggest of its kind. Call 0861 616161 or go to automated.co.za for the optimal automated stacker crane and mini load solution.
Okay, Nomali, are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Nomali.
Nomali who?
Nomali, finding a buyer for your home is difficult.
But with Hall Real Estate, they'll come knocking on your door, because we've got qualified buyers and sellers ready. So whether you're buying, selling, or renting residential or commercial, let the area leaders find your next property. Hall Real Estate, selling more than a home a day, every day.
Your number one news and talk station, Talk Radio 702 with Kino Cummings on Talk at 9.
Talk at 9 it is, and not only Kino, no, Jana van der Merwe, the lady who actually sparked this absolutely spectacular, is there a word like that? Well, now there is, according to the Kino.com/dictionary, spectacular show on domestic workers and your relationship with them. And it was sparked because of her relationship with her gogo, who she wanted to just look at and say, you know what, I love you, thank you for everything. She never had the opportunity. She wishes that she could have taken the time a lot sooner, and this is her way of doing it. She's doing her master's at the moment, and she's looking for your stories about your mother being a domestic worker, your family member being a domestic worker, or you being cared for by a domestic worker. Rosa in Pretoria, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, let me just start with my tears over here.
Oh, my darling.
Yeah, what can I say? First of all, Mandla, yes, you know, you've just shown me the other side of it. There they were looking after our kids, and you were almost the lost generation. Mandla, I didn't get it if your mother's still alive. Is she still alive? I can't remember. But if she is, go and love her and tell her how much you appreciate the fact that she had to leave you and earn a living. What I want to say is I'm extremely fortunate in that I'm now 62, but I'm not a spring chicken anymore. At the age of 23, as a young married woman, we bought our first house, and we sort of inherited with the house The lady that had worked for the previous owners, her name was Betty Masemola, and should I say is Betty Masemola, she is still alive. After 40 years of being my mother, she was older than I was at the time, she raised my children. I started paying her 20 rand a month. Can you believe that? You know, 20 rand a month 40 years ago. And we thought that was quite high. You know, she was getting a lot more than other domestic ladies were. I'm so fortunate in that she's still alive. She came in today. She comes in twice a week. She's wonderful. I love her. She raised my children. She is almost my best friend. Mm. And I've never even thought of the possibility of her dying. Mm. Jana, you've really shocked me over there. You know, I'm sort of sitting here, oh my God, please, Betty, don't die. Yeah, what can I say? What do you want to know?
You know, I just thank you so much for your emotional intensity and your emotional investment. And I think, you know, maybe learn from my mistakes, that's all I could say. Make known to her while she's still alive how much she does mean to you. And it sounds like you've had a really long and intense relationship with each other. And, sure, you must both probably really appreciate each other.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Okay, now I've got Octavia in Vosloorus. Hello, Octavia.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks, Kino, and your guest. I just want to say thanks to the white family that raised us. My aunt, who was a domestic worker, the Homshaw family raised us very well. They had so much positive contribution into our lives.
Mm.
I feel the same as your guest today, that I feel I need to say thank you to the Homshaw family in Benoni in North Mead. They knew our birthdays. Whenever we were in their yard, they knew who we were.
Absolutely awesome. And then what do you remember about the days spent that you spent with them?
I spent quality time with them.
Mm.
Oh, that's awesome. Absolutely awesome. Thank you so much, Octavia. Octavia and Vosloorus. I've got Nicholas in Johannesburg. Hello, Nick.
Yes, hello there, Kilo, as well as to Jana for the Marva. Quite a very interesting sort of emotional sort of topic, by the way. Mine is much more on the lighter note side of it. You know, having been raised in the ghetto, because you see, often, and I heard Mandla's story, and it's a very, very interesting one. I actually once read for Jana, please check this one up. There was a dissertation done, I think it was a PhD, done by someone, I think they were from Vista University. I think it was titled The Girl. And the interesting thing about it, and why I was quite fascinated by this dissertation, was it called The Girl. As a black child who lived in the Eastern Cape on my side, and where we had, we're quite fortunate. You see, we're one of these black people who had a girl, you see.
Mm.
And what was interesting was this lady was old, quite old, but she was known as she was the girl.
Mm.
And that's, you know, and that's why I really would like you to investigate about this dissertation. I mean, there is a way in which you could search them out,
yeah,
and read a bit about it. And what I remember in my days about when we had the girl who was, as I said, interesting naming, was look, she lived in a completely separate place, and she was typically the girl. And you know, she ate not with us.
Mm.
And I always want to stress this out. When you hear in 2009, when people relate these stories about how you know, and they go into the racial part and said how black sort of white maid or madams are treating black maids, I'm trying to go back and think in my family we probably were worse.
Mm.
You know, there was no difference whatsoever. So we had you know, a black maid, and they were not even treated, you know, sort of better than what I've seen.
Mm.
There you go, Nicholas in Joburg. Well.
Well, thank you for pointing out that PhD to me. I didn't know about it, but thank you. I'll certainly investigate it.
We'll wrap up after our news at 11 o'clock.
When you want the latest news and breaking stories, you don't have to go out of your way to know what's making headlines. Because Eyewitness News brings you SMS alerts of major breaking news. You have the right to know. Get
breaking news as it happens, when it happens. Sent directly to your cell phone with Eyewitness News Breaking News Alerts. Sign up by SMSing the word news to 33EWN. That's 33396. Subscription takes 2 SMSs at R1.50 each. Once you registered, there is no charge to receive the breaking news SMS alerts. SMS news to 33396 now.
So, you think you have a water leak? Don't call the plumber. Rather call who he calls. That's Find-A-Leak, the leak detection specialist. Go to findaleak.co.za and see what they can do for you. A water leak doesn't get smaller or go away. It only gets bigger and more expensive, and you pay for something you never use. So when your water bill has got you in a fix, call Find-A-Leak on 011-763-6306.
Mercedes-Benz E-Strand scooped gold by becoming Mercedes-Benz Dealer of the Year 2009. To celebrate, we have doubled our showroom stock for the biggest and best selection of new Mercedes-Benz vehicles and the best trade-ins in town. Visit your Mercedes-Benz Dealer of the Year. Contact Mercedes-Benz Bedford View, E-Strand Mall, M2 City or Springs today, or call 0860-88-6644. Mercedes-Benz E-Strand, your trusted dealer since 1955.
Hey, that's it! Wax on! Wax on! Wax on!
At Versus Paint, we take the time in training our staff to the highest possible caliber, so that they can turn your average into luxurious. For the widest range of exclusive wall coatings, colors, and specialized paint techniques, to free quotes and color consultations, Versus Paint specialists have got you covered. In paint, that is. Call 0861 Versus or visit versuspaint.co.za to turn your average into luxurious. Versus, the paint application specialists.
You're listening to Talk at 9 with Kino Cummies on Talk Radio 702, your number one news and talk station
on 92.7 and 106 FM.
Call Kino now on 011-883-0702.
Okay, we're joined by Yana van der Merwe, of course, psychology master's student. We're talking about our relationships with domestic workers.
And I just think I'd like to make a comment about the previous use of the previous terminology. And I think it's important for me to say that I think terms like the girl have been historically used as very demeaning terms for domestic workers. And that's why I kind of stick to the legal term domestic worker and no other term. Because I still believe that there is use in being PC.
I think, especially
for academic purposes. And I just think that from my side, terms like the girl are demeaning.
I agree with you. I mean, it's very demeaning to use a term like the girl and the boy and that sort of thing. But I mean, just, and we will continue with this after our news. It's 11 o'clock and time for Eyewitness News with the man who's got his kanga. That's right, Ian Crewe.
This is Eyewitness News.
Good evening. A joint Idols winner, Sasha Lee David, says she doesn't mind the bad publicity she's been getting following her controversial win. She was declared the Idols winner just over a week ago, but it then emerged fellow finalist Jason Hartman had received more votes and Mnet declared them joint winners. The votes that made Jason a winner had been sent before the deadline, but only arrived after the cut-off time. The problem is still being investigated by all parties involved to determine precisely what went wrong. Since then, Sasha Lee has received some bad press, including calls for her to step down.
I don't think there's anything called as bad publicity. Because publicity is publicity. I've never been in the papers this much, and I didn't plan to be in the papers and in the limelight this way, but I'm still in there, so I'm quite fine with it.
Deputy President Baleka Mbete says she's not disappointed that she hasn't been included in President Jacob Zuma's new cabinet. She says she's looking forward to growing the ANC at Albert Luthuli House. Mbete insists there was no controversy around her not being sworn in as an MP last week. There were suggestions that she'd refused to take the oath of office because she'd been overlooked for the position of Deputy President. Mbete says she had agreed with Zuma that she would not be sworn in to allow time to finalise discussions about her future. She doesn't see her new job as a demotion.
I don't think in those terms of demotion, promotion. For me, there is work to be done. There is service delivery that the ANC must ensure is happening, must supervise, must oversee from its own structures as the ANC.
The MP for Salford, Prime Minister Gordon Brown's Community Secretary Hazel Blair, says she's paying back over £13,000 in tax over the sale of a second home. It follows accusations she flipped properties to play the system, claiming expenses on a London flat but avoiding capital gains tax on any profit she made when she sold it. Yesterday, opposition Conservative Party leader David Cameron toughened up the rules on what his MPs could claim on second homes. Ms Blair says she's doing the right thing.
I've decided that it isn't enough just to comply with the rules and the law, and that's why I've decided to send to the Inland Revenue a cheque which is the equivalent of what would have been paid in capital gains tax had it been liable.
Wall Street wobbled to a mixed finish as investors paused to assess gains from a long rally and mulled the new efforts to raise capital by ailing banks and other firms. The markets also digested better-than-expected data on the U.S. trade deficit and reassuring comments from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke about the health of the U.S. banking system. Analyst Charles Schwab said investors were cautious about pushing stocks further after a 9-week rally that's lifted the broader market by some 35%. The Dow Jones was up 50 points at 84.69. That was after drifting in and out of positive territory throughout the day. The S&P 500 lost a fractional 0.84%, ending the day at 9.08. And the Nasdaq dropped 15 points to 17.15. Gold is trading at $922.90. The rand this hour, $8.39 to the dollar, $12.81 to the pound, and $11.45 to the euro. Brent crude, $57.29 a barrel. Cartling weather, going to be a cold night and cold at the start of the day, then a coolish sort of a day. The temperatures, Joburg 6 and then 21, Pretoria 7 and 23, Vereeniging 3 and 22. Cape Town cloudy at first, then partly cloudy and cool. Light rain from the evening, a strong northwester blowing 13 and then a high of 22. The top story in Eyewitness News this hour, Joint Idols winner Sasha Lee David says she doesn't mind the bad publicity she's been getting following her controversial win.
Eyewitness News, in touch, in tune, and independent. For the latest Eyewitness News, go to ewn.co.za.
You're listening to Talk at 9 with Kino Cummies on Talk Radio 702. Your number one news and talk station.
Okay, now, Ian, we're out of news, right? Now, I just want to know what you think. We're going to continue with Yana Fanamera, and we've got a couple of people who'd like to talk about their relationship with their domestic workers and people who've had parents who've been domestic workers. And I think it's very important that we raise that. And it's part of an open line now. So one of the things I just want to throw in here is, did you see the exchange between the ANC Youth League and Helen Zille? Did you read any of this stuff?
I've heard it. I heard it on the radio station earlier today. The ANC Youth League, that is, has got to be libelous. And I heard David O'Sullivan saying, can we just stop this? And
this, I mean, this is just childish. I think Helen should shut up. The ANC Youth League should shut up. And everybody should just get on with their bloody business of either running a blinking province or trying to piss off someone else if you're the ANC Youth League. You know, it's just like, I mean, what? I didn't understand it.
It's a huge, huge sour grape. So even if you say good morning, I'm going to say but something nasty back to you.
Even when Helen comes and talks about the president putting his wives at risk, he might or might not have, whatever. But why raise it when there are other really important issues on the ground that one needs to raise? And why would the ANC Youth League, I mean, they talk about her being whatever. I mean, I've got to get it now. But and it's a bit like the pot calling the kettle black.
Mm.
It's, they say if the fake racist girl Zilla continues to speak hogwash, I mean, it's fat. That's really, really fresh coming from the ANC Youth League. Like she's been doing during the elections, we will take militant action.
And no, there was a lot worse that you haven't got.
No, I didn't read it. I'm not going to read it.
I've
got it in front of me. I'm not going to read it. I mean, Jesus. I mean, if they're going to take militant action, hopefully they don't bring the MK war veterans with their Zimmer frames and their 60-year-old, you know.
Zimmer frames don't last very well in the Cape. You know, it's the sea air. They rust.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, we'll talk about that at a later stage. I'm sorry. It's post-election, and I wish that ANC Youth League members can grow up, and I wish you know, premiers can grow up, and I can wish we just stick to the issues of the day, and that be let's run our province and let's get to do with the issues of youth in the country, which is something the ANC Youth League should maybe think of doing at some stage in their lives. But now, moving on to other issues now, and we're talking about the domestic worker within your family, the relationship that you have with your have with your domestic worker, your children have had or currently have with the domestic worker. So 8830702, Gauteng, the Western Cape, 4460567. Let's go to Jean in Mitchell's Plain. I've got Lebogang in Soweto. Hi, Jean.
Hello, Kino.
Hi, Jean. That sounds so clean. Hello.
Great topic.
Thank you.